every episode of 2017.
Russ. God bless America.
We're back.
Every episode we've recorded in 2018, I've loved the beers. And I've enjoyed the music. I've loved everything we've done in 2018.
Well, you know what they say.
Hi, Tony.
Statistically, streaks are made to be broken.
So we have a beer.
The podcast
episode 159.
We don't tell people the number anymore. We want to be date ambiguous in that way. When we're mm-hmm. done recording this, and it takes me 7 months to post it, it won't matter, right? So like no references to who is president right now. No talking about weather or what season it is.
It's cold. It's damn cold. It's
damn cold. Welcome to One Beer, One Song, where on each episode, of course, we underappreciate and or miscategorize a beer and or a song. Sometimes multiple beers, sometimes multiple songs. Never know.
I like President Jenna Elfman.
Me too. Big, huge fan.
Huge fan.
Huge fan.
Yeah. I really like the direction of things in the thing.
I mean, we all knew that it would take a woman to write the ship, and it's a shame it took that long.
Yeah.
The noise,
but there's no good noise. I mean, I got a good flip off the bottle cap, but
yeah, that was.
I'm pouring a beer.
So the beer this week, we didn't even talk about it. this episode, whatever week it is, is from a little brewery in the northeast corner of the state of Iowa.
Are you being facetious? Is it a small brewery?
It's tiny. Oh, okay. Yeah. Called Toppling Goliath. And
called what?
Toppling Goliath.
So it views itself as David?
Possibly.
Okay. So Tony, and in the Bible,
single click 21 or over on the website. That's nice.
There's a thing in the Bible about a story between David and Goliath. Careful, there's some stuff in the thing.
That's fine.
Okay. Where David takes, I believe it's 5 smooth stones and flings them at the Goliath, who I don't remember everything from Bible school, but I think he was probably fighting for the Romans. And David killed Goliath. So this is Toppling Goliath. You have to think, they think they're the David here. So they're going to take down Budweiser.
And this has been your Bible Minute with Russ Sauvé.
Walmart?
I can't find the, there it is. So we are drinking from Toppling Goliath, the Supa Sumo Double IPA. On the website, and I don't know if the text matches the bottle. It looks like it does.
Is this, that like the curtains matching the carpet?
Yeah. Does your online match your offline? this double IPA is
too
a
hate. Few people got that joke.
I think more people than we want to admit probably got it. This double IPA is a hazy triumph made possible by the combination of Mosaic and Citra hops, giving it pineapple and orange flavors that will smash into your taste buds like a sumo wrestler, presumably.
Huh.
Is that
live beer? Please refrigerate. I've never seen that before.
Yeah. Now, actually,
or so live beer.
What's the find the date? This. So here's the story. Here, my mother's family is from Iowa, and they are from a small town in the northeast area called Wacoma in Fayette County.
There's no date.
The town is called Wacoma. It is literally a bend in a farm road, surrounded by corn. There's 250 people that live in it. It's a village. It's so small. We fly into Minneapolis and drive 3 hours south to get there. About 30 miles away is a town called Decorah, Iowa, which is an actual town. They have a Walmart and
stoplights.
And some stoplights. But what's cool about Decorah is it's also the home to a college.
Decorah College?
Luther College. Who's one of their big areas of study is music, big music school. And there's about 7,500 students there.
Odd. Is it named after Martin Luther?
I have no idea. But that is Lutheran territory up there in the upper Midwest. So,
because I didn't think Lutherans allowed music in their churches outside of piano.
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know if that was right.
Should we save that for the next Bible Minute with Russ Sauvé?
I really like how 2018 is shaping up.
Me too. We went up, my grandfather passed away in 93.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah. And then my grandmother passed away end of 2016.
I already gave you condolences for that one.
Yeah. Okay. For sure. You're
I wasn't good on the 93 death.
Your account is current.
Good.
So we went up for the funeral, and she died in December, and it's like dead of winter, it's 8 degrees, foot of snow. So we waited until last summer and went up to like help process the estate and like get a bunch of stuff out of the house and whatever.
So you waited to take care of family business until it was warmer?
I mean, time was, when people died in the winter, you just threw them in a pile because you can't dig a grave when the ground is frozen.
But we're just talking about moving some sofas here, aren't we?
Amongst other items, yes. My whole point is, we got an Airbnb in Decorah, which is about 30 miles away from Waukoma.
How many options were there on the Airbnb?
Not many, but it is a buyer's market because, like, we got this great place. It's a really traditional, like, downtown Main Street USA kind of place. Like,
I love those.
Like Clayton Street in Athens. Right. Like, just like that's the main downtown strip. It's retail on the bottom or businesses, and then
strip club up top.
Old time, like the family that owned the place lived upstairs, right?
Oh, cool.
So we got a Airbnb that was an upstairs above a retail thing. Then they had turned it into a studio. And so my wife and son and I stayed there, and it was $75 a night.
Very nice.
It was awesome.
Did it come with a free continental breakfast?
No, it is not. But we were about a half a block from a great little coffee shop that made Toads in the Hole.
What is that?
It's a slice of bread, and you cut a circle out of the middle, and you put the bread in a pan, and then you put an egg in the bread. So it's like a fried egg that gets fried in bread.
No.
No, it's a thing.
No, it's not called.
So I know that you waited until an obnoxiously late year in your life to eat a fried egg. But do you like fried eggs?
Yeah, they're fine.
Okay, so you will love this.
But
except for the bread part, you know, I guess you don't eat bread.
I do. Bread's delicious. If I stay on diet all week, I get a sandwich. That's my reward.
That's so.
But discipline.
So on brand for you.
Yes, that's completely. It's not called a toad in a hole. It's called egg in a basket.
Okay, sure.
Oh, let me put it this way. That's so Iowa.
Yeah, I mean, there are obviously going to be regional differences. What are you looking at? You're hearing something funny?
Check. Oh, I do hear me. Okay, yeah, okay. Never mind. Yeah. Go on.
Ears working okay there?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. So you, growing up in the South, I'm surprised you don't have some horrible racist version of that. Oh, right, an N-word something, something, something. Like, wait, what?
Now, granted, my parents were Republicans. They were also kind people. They were not racist.
They're wonderful.
My parents are not racist people.
That was more of a regional comment, not a Russ's family comment.
Oh, right. I mean, my family's nuts, like everybody's family's nuts.
Of course.
Yeah, but not racist.
So
anymore.
We stayed at the Airbnb in Decorah, Iowa for a week in this past August of the 2017.
That sounds really fun.
It was awesome. I mean, aside from having to like, my mother's family had been in this house since 1946 and my uncle still lives there. So there's 1946 until now's worth
smells.
Of stuff in there.
Oh, sorry, stuff.
And it was a lot to process. I was on mainly like take this stuff and put it in the dumpster. We rent it in the driveway kind of duty.
Did you find any just amazing historical finds you guys kept?
I mean, here's a weird image and I posted it on Instagram. My son standing in the yard, without a shirt on, burning tax returns from the 1950s in a campfire.
Is this so the IRS doesn't come after her?
I mean, I think that's done. That part, but like, yeah, my
why did your son have to be topless?
He's like that. He's just like, will just explode out of his clothes and like, oh, I don't have to wear a shirt right now. Well, hell, I'm not gonna wear a shirt. Like, comes home from school and just clothes fly everywhere, and
yeah, you know,
he's a brute. So Supa Sumo double IPA, we haven't even like,
well, but you went to the brewery.
Yes. Oh, sorry. So Decorah is a small town. I mean, it's
your family story is nice and all, but this was
10,000 people maybe. Oh. So our Airbnb was about a half mile from Toppling Goliath. So one night the wife and son were watching a movie and I was like, hey family, I'm going to roll down the hill and get a growler from this place that people travel a lot of miles to go. And, I forget the beer they'd make that they release. It's like Kentucky Brunch Stout or something.
So this beer to me has the appearance of orange juice. It has that same coloring, that you'd see in a processed orange juice. It's cloudy. It's not a clear beer. So no, unfiltered.
No, this is a hazy IPA.
Intentionally.
Part of the, yes, for sure. Yeah.
I'm still...
It's a hazy double IPA.
I don't want to go into that rabbit hole where you have opinions about beer because, heaven forbid, look what happened in 2017.
As a co-host on a beer podcast, I think this is one of the arenas where you're allowed to, and in certain scenarios, even expected to have opinions about beer.
Okay. It's fine.
And I was asking you to look for a date because...
there's no date.
Yeah.
Time is a flat loop.
I was there in August. Okay. It is now January. So
it's just a perfectly serviceable double IPA.
It smells awesome.
It does.
It's pineapple-y and juicy and...
Yeah.
That's real good.
Not well balanced.
What makes you say that?
It's far more bitter.
So the thing with these hazy IPAs is that they dial the bitterness way back. And make it super juicy and all about the hop aroma and flavors.
But that's not this beer.
I don't think it's very bitter at all, honestly.
I think the bitter outweighs any type of sweet juiciness.
I think it's less bitter than this can of Creature Comforts table beer that's sitting right next to me.
I agree with you, but I think that sulfur in that Creature Comforts might be influencing that opinion.
How would that affect bitterness?
It's still kind of an off flavor.
Sulfur is a flavor. Bitterness is a mouthfeel. Bitterness is not a flavor.
All right, let's try this double unfiltered IPA again.
Okay.
It's double unfiltered.
On three. Ready? One, three.
You're telling me that beer...
It's not very bitter. No, it's not.
Which is more prominent? Sweet, juicy, or bitter? I asked which is more prominent.
Sweet. I don't get much sweetness at all.
I get more bitter than anything.
It is a short, there's bitterness for sure.
Agreed.
But it's for a double IPA, it is a very short, dry finish.
Yes, but I'm not talking about the finish. I think the predominant experience in this beer is that it is bitter.
Can you hear me scratching my beard and thing?
Megan and Stacy just self-ejected from their car with these mouth noises.
I'm not getting the crazy bitter. I mean, it's bitter, but it's appropriately bitter. I don't think it's out of
balance.
And
I'm just saying it's unbalanced.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, you're wrong.
Well, I'm going to have to.
No, no. Wrong.
The position of co-host
is always
remains
open.
Available as it has since 2012.
So there's a song, right?
Please God, let there be a song. There is a song.
I think this episode is going to be quasi-titled "Tony's Wrong."
That's great. If you write the blog post to accompany the episode, you can call the episodes, all of them, whatever you want. Literally,
we
whatever
both
you want.
Know you're the better writer, so you have to do the blog post. I have reluctantly taken on the social media, only really teeing up stuff that you make super easy.
No, I'm not gonna. These are going to be posted. These are the blog post is going to be. A file name.
Ooh,
and then sexy. No body. Like no content. It's just going to be a file name.
Okay.
Like 1B1S-159-.mp3.
.give.
Body not found. Every time I post it, it's going to be like, are you sure you want to post this blog post with no blog in it? And I'll be like, yes, I am.
So okay. What are we listening to?
The song this week, we went back and forth. We actually asked Twitter and we got a couple responses. I texted Blake. He gave me a couple suggestions. And then I saw in my Spotify a song that I'd listened to earlier this week. And the reason that I listened to it is because I was at dinner on Thursday with some family, another couple who are the same age as us. And they have a daughter who's the same age as my son. And we're just doing suburban family Mexican Thursday. And there was a musician there.
Did you have a margarita?
I had a margarita. Oh, yes, good. I did.
Those are delicious.
I had two margaritas, actually.
Yes.
It was a good Thursday.
Was there sexy times?
None of your business.
Oh, okay.
But there's a guitarist. And I'm doing you can't see this, but I'm air guitaring right now to show Russ what a guitar does.
That's not what a guitar does.
There's a lot of like.
That's a cello.
No, you'd like strum with
no,
this hand.
No, you just did this one.
Well, that's like I'm rocking.
No.
Okay, anyway. This guy had an electric guitar and a microphone, and he was playing guitar, and he was singing and whatever, and he's in the background. It was kind of loud, but he was in the background. And then out of nowhere, he does a note for note version of Joe Satriani's Always With Me, Always With You.
What is that?
It is a song on an album called Surfing With the Alien by Joe Satriani that came out in 1986, I believe.
I recognize like 10 words in that sentence.
So Joe Satriani is one of these like solo guitar virtuosos like Steve Vai or Eric Johnson or
Joe Bonamassa.
Yngwie Malmsteen. And he, they do these like, I mean, Steve Vai is the, probably the best known one. And they do these instrumental albums of just like guitar virtuosity where they just shred the whole time.
So it's picking, they have one hand that's long fingernails.
Yeah, potentially, yeah. Okay. But it's a lot of like finger tapping and like Ibanez guitars worn way up high and just like super virtuoso kind of crap. Well, Always With Me, Always With You is like the down-tempo ballad on the Surfing With the Alien album. And
so they're playing their guitar slower.
I was a big fan of the whole Surfing With the Alien album and Steve Vai's Passion and Warfare in the early 90s.
Why was this never on the board of songs?
Because the board of songs is meant to troll you, and I think you might actually enjoy this.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I had not heard this song in probably 20 years, maybe a little less. I can't honestly remember the last time I would have heard this song. And then this dude at the Mexican restaurant by my house
just
busts it out, and it's an instrumental, and it's a pleasant song to listen to, but he's like, doing like, when you listen to the song, this guy did all this in the local Mexican restaurant, and most people had no idea what was going on. And I was like, yeah, I'm in the back like, yeah, get it. Woo.
Did you drop some bills in his case?
We dropped whatever cash we had. I didn't have any cash.
Did Gia have any cash?
I think so. Okay. See, the Matias really likes doing the dropping duties.
Yeah.
Going up and being like, yeah, I'm a baller. I'm going to make it rain in your little tin can here.
That's not surprising.
Yeah. So without further ado, probably with a little bit more ado, here is Joe Satriani's Always With Me, Always With You.
I think we all can remember the first time we touched ourselves to that song in the 80s.
Note for note. This dude in a Mexican restaurant did that note for note, and I was screaming in the background.
I think what he did is fantastic. Yeah. I can appreciate the cover and the technical ability it took to do what he did.
Are you going to add that to your playlist? You like that kind of stuff? You like the guitar virtuoso? It's a little tapping on the fretboard.
How's your novel coming?
No. But you like that, right? Like,
no.
What?
I think what your guy in the Mexican restaurant did covering that song is amazing. That's cool. That shows some technical talent. The song itself, come on.
Would you rather that song or The Board of Songs?
I don't believe in the no-win situation.
You don't get to not believe in it.
Oh, I choose what I believe in, Todd.
You don't get to like lose the national championship and then be like, I don't believe in the national championship.
But how about you just not play for the national championship and call yourself the national champions like UCF?
That is almost preferable, actually. Like, they're having a blast.
Yeah, and they're wasting donor money celebrating and throwing parades and shit.
Yeah. I think it's great. It's the
you won!
It's the Florida-est thing ever. I love it. Yeah.
It's an okay song. You know, 2018 was shaping up to be so good. I think I'm just going to go back in my cave. And
it's a good song.
It's an okay song.
It's got all the Wheatleadles, and it's very Kenny Loggins, like
Danger Zone,
Top Gun. No, he didn't do the anthem. Who did the
something Danger Zone?
The Top Gun anthem. Who did it? Oh, that was Harold Faltermeyer, same guy who did Axel F from Beverly Hills Cop.
I can do this all day. Name another.
Hold on. I'm typing Top Gun anthem.
Hold on. I'm coming.
Who does that song?
I'm really dancing right now, and it's bad for everybody in the room.
Top Gun anthem. Steve Stevens and Harold Faltermeyer. I feel like we might have done...
Harold Faltermeyer?
Harold Faltermeyer.
Do you think he's Jewish?
Faltermeyer.
I hear you typing in my headphones. I heard a beep.
Suddenly everything got very loud.
Loud.
Oh. Never mind.
Air conditioner?
You know what that is?
Your dehumidifier?
So listener.
Are those the boob lights?
We're in the basement still, in my basement, but we have moved into another room. We are in...
Oh, did someone flush a toilet?
That's what you're hearing is the plumbing. So as part of our basement remodel, and we've recorded since I had the sewer backup, but part of that, we took all the ceiling tiles out of the drop ceiling in the basement because they were moldy. And we have not replaced them yet. So there is not a sound barrier between us and the plumbing. And somebody upstairs, it sounds like, flushed a toilet. And I thought that like we had triggered some sort of sound thing.
Now, your wife is doing laundry. So it could just be a laundry discharge. Because that sounds like a long...
Whatever. It's plumbing. Like there's a 4-inch PVC pipe like 4 feet from our microphones.
Hey, so be thankful for your PVC.
I am very thankful. Yes.
Because some of us weren't so lucky.
Yeah.
With our...
Thoughts on the beer? Let's talk about the beer.
It's good.
Is it your favorite IPA in the entire world?
No.
Is it your least favorite IPA in the entire world?
No.
Is it...
it's okay.
In the top 1,000?
Do you know that Pete sketch from SNL? He's the... he's the cast member whose dad died in 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pete Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
He has a sketch on SNL, a recurring sketch, where he's kind of like just an oblivious dude. Someone comes in and they're like having all these emotional experiences. He's like, uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. That's me on this beer.
Okay, so I refuse to believe that you have fewer thoughts than that on this. Come on.
It's good. It's fine. It's serviceable. If it was at a bar and there was this and Sam Adams, I'd go for this. I mean, it just...
Ew, it just barely passes the Sam Adams test for you?
It would be preferred to any other airport beer. It would be preferred to any other casino beer. If I was at the liquor store with more other options to choose from... Ooh, someone flushed again.
Yeah, you're getting the full... full hydrological infrastructure experience of Tall Brown.
But if I'm at the liquor store and I see this bomber, and what was the cost of the bomber?
I mean, I bought it at the brewery, so it was like $7 or something.
Oh, well, at that price point, that's great. I might reach for it at that price point if it was $7 to $9 here in Georgia. But if it was much higher, probably doubtful.
All right.
Well. It's good. It's good. It's not bad. There's not a problem with the beer.
Okay. Give me what beer would you rank at the same place, like the same level? What is this, the same rank for you? Same.
Name a couple double IPAs. Okay, Tony. Name a couple cloudy double IPAs in our market that we can get.
Oh, good question. So this is a unicorn then, is what you're saying.
Well then, my God, this beer's amazing.
Let's go to Decorah, Iowa. And I can't wait 10 hours to get it.
There's corn.
There is so much corn.
I mean, it's good. But it's not mind-blowing me in any way. It's not...
Mind-blowing you?
Penile-blowing me in any way
it's
either.
It's not blow-minding you?
It's not...
Okay.
Okay.
Well...
2018's been a huge disappointment, and we call it up now.
It's but no less disappointing than any other year in our lives, I think, to date. It's just a continuous snowball of disappointment.
Please send any dating recommendations to Russ at One Beer, One Song.
Dating? What? Beers to date?
No.
No.
Ladies.
Ladies?
Ladies.
Yeah. You get a little thirsty?
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.